Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
What up?
And Joshua.
Office 365.
What?
Great. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. Now, we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, only get sexually aroused by images of Santa, or be a mall Santa while high on psychedelics.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we definitely need to lay some parameters out because...
No, I think it should just stand as is.
Because I want to know, like, are you a mall Santa, like, you know, 8 hours a week, 5 days a week? Is this your full-time job? Like, give me a little, or is this one shift? Like, give me more deets about the Santa gig.
This is your full-time job.
All right.
This is how you make the monies.
All right.
You are not allowed to make the monies in any other way. Yeah, and you're just a mall Santa and all the things that, and we're just going to pretend that this goes year-round. Like, this is your 9-to-5. You're just a mall Santa.
Okay.
In Christmas land or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or maybe you're a Santa in a mall store that is just always selling Christmas stuff for some reason, and you walk by and you're like, how is that place still open? But it always is. Yeah, you're the Santa in that store.
Okay,
how's this gig pay?
in other words, I am on psychedelic drugs 40 hours a week.
Yeah, roughly.
Holy
Jesus.
Shit!
Yeah,
<That's> so fucked up. Like, and what do you qualify as psychedelics?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, you can mix it up. You know, there's no reason why you gotta stick. Well, let's see. What are psychedelics? Shrooms. I feel like are psychedelics. LSD, definitely.
Some people would consider marijuana a psychedelic because it can make you hallucinate.
Some people are wrong.
Okay, so here's a question about the psychedelics. When I enter the store and leave the store, do the effects of it just like turn on and then wear off immediately?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have to come down as normal.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No. No. So yeah, so I'm looking this up on it's drugpolicy.org, but I could also go to Wikipedia. So we're talking LSD or acid, mushrooms, mescaline, salvia, ibogaine, whatever the fuck that is,
bogany,
and DMT.
Oh, DMT
found in euthanasia.
Oh.
That's probably not right.
To euthanize ourselves.
Akinesia? Akinesia?
Eucalyptus?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Drug koalas?
Spam? Drug koalas?
Drug koalas. Drugpolicy.org would also like us to know that psychedelic substances have been used for thousands of years for religious and therapeutic purposes.
That's good to know.
Well, whoop-de-fuck.
Yeah. I'm neither religious nor medicinal. Yeah, okay.
You know more now.
Okay. All right. Question on the other side.
Yeah.
How strictly does this, whatever you're being turned on, have to adhere to classic Santa? Beard?
Yeah.
Overweight?
Or seemingly. Or pretending to me. Like I'm thinking...
Like the Coca-Cola Santa?
It can't be like sexy Santa costume.
I mean, it can. It's just not going to get you there as far.
Sexy Santa costume.
Oh, they totally exist. That's not even...
Absolutely.
No. I know that they exist. But it's just funny that you would bring that up.
Yes.
Well, so, I bring that up because that would, as
make
it stands
a lot
right now, make it a lot easier than if you're talking Coca-Cola Santa.
I just have to wear a sexy
Santa
costume all the time.
I feel like my job in this is not to make your life easier, Joshua. So, No. So, you know the song, or maybe it's, is it, oh no, it's the night before Christmas, where he's like bowl full of jelly and rosy cheeks, and like the whole nine yards. That just revs your engine.
So here's a question. Like, once you are turned on, do you have to continue viewing said picture to stay aroused? Or once you're there, you're fine?
Oh, wait. What do you mean just picture? It could be the person you're with also, right?
You know what I mean, though. Like, if that's an option, like, do you have to keep looking at the image or picture?
In this case, I'm going to say that sexuality works in a similar way that it works right now. At least, maybe I'm only speaking for myself, but like, if I saw a picture or a person that I found sexually attractive, and then I was getting ready to have sex with someone that I didn't find sexually arousing, like, I would probably have a hard time.
A not so hard time.
Yuck. So, like, technically it is possible. You know, you can get there. You know, friction does a lot. But, I mean, it does. But, you know, your engine is only revved by, you know, sort of Western traditional Santa.
All right.
Yeah. So you're going to have to find somebody that is willing to dress up like Santa.
This seems like a really easy choice to me.
This seems like it's harder for women than men.
Why?
Why? Because little blue pills exist for men.
Oh.
I would assume that would be null and void.
Let me think about that. Well, how do I feel about that?
I don't feel like that should be.
That's not fair if you could use medicinal stuff to get you perky.
Except on the other side, if you say it's null and void, you are dooming a very large percentage of men of just not getting aroused, whether Santa's there or not. Like,
what do you mean?
Erectile dysfunction. I mean, it affects a lot of men.
Oh, sure. Okay. So I'm going to agree with Danielle. I'm going to say no Viagra, no little blue pill. But I'm also going to mitigate Joshua's fears or Joshua's legitimate concerns by saying, in this magical world, erectile dysfunction does not exist.
Holy shit! You just like cured.
You changed the world.
Millions
man.
Of men.
Dude, I'm like Santa's cousin, Jesus.
Nice.
You're cured. You're cured. Yeah. So you think it's easy?
So if lady in sexy Santa costume shows up, it might be like, oh, that's kind of arousing, but probably not enough to get you going enough to actually have sex.
I don't know. I think you could probably get there, but that's not the thing. Like, if you're looking at porn, like, you're just alone by yourself, you're watching Coca-Cola commercials. Like, you were looking at Night Before Christmas children's books. You are, like, that's the thing. Everything else, yeah, okay, sexy Santa, you know, okay, whatever. But it's not, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I still think this is easy.
Really?
Yeah,
what are
absolutely.
You thinking?
You fucking put a big picture of Coca-Cola Santa above your bed.
Yeah, who are you getting in your bedroom with that thing in there?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, maybe this is easier for a woman because I think it's a lot easier for a woman to find a man that'll have sex with her than it is for a man to find a woman that'll have sex with him.
Oh, in that case, I think you are right. Like, I think a woman could be like, yeah, I live in a literal trash can. And a man would be like, that's cool, we're having sex.
That's cool. Can I put it in you?
Yeah.
No. Or...
Oh no. And maybe too, it's because I think I don't know. Like, I'm gonna restrain myself from going into too much intimate detail. But I don't know. I think that men are very visual creatures to start with, and women are more like in their heads with stuff. And so, if you just look at that picture of Santa and you're raring to go, then hey. Fucking hear Santa all over the place. I'm fine with that. You don't have to look like Santa as long as you've got the Santa stimuli somewhere, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So what this reminds me of, and this is going to A, say what I've watched, and B, date me, but there's this episode of Sex in the City where one of, I'm going to say, Charlotte's boyfriends can't get off without, like, constantly watching porn.
Huh.
And this sort of reminds me of that, like, while they're having sex, he has to have the television on with porn on.
That sounds like a Samantha thing, not a Charlotte.
No, I think it was a Charlotte.
That would bother
thing.
Samantha.
Oh, huh. For that's some surprising. Reason. I would have gone with Charlotte on that, or Samantha.
Yeah, I think it was either Charlotte or Miranda. I would assume that in that.
Oh, it was
show,
Miranda. It you're right. It was Miranda.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know which one that is.
The redhead.
On next week's episode of Sex and the City podcast.
Yeah. We started episode 2 because we're discussing episode 1 today.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Josh, what are you thinking? Are you going like Santa boner or are you getting high on psychedelics?
I have never had psychedelics in my life.
You've never done shrooms or anything?
No, I never have. I have a story about
it. Do you
want
to
hear it?
Yeah. Wait, how do you have a story about something you haven't done?
The story is about why I haven't done it.
Oh. I know the story.
So when I was in, maybe I've told this story.
This has actually come up in the pod before.
Oh, it has?
Yeah. Yep. Oh. About email.
Well, then, long story short, Chris, when I was in high school, I tried to get someone to buy acid for me, and
wow.
This was
strong
the early,
opener.
Early days of the internet, and I was using an ISP email that was shared
oh,
with my
yeah.
parents. Yeah.
Yeah, and your mom caught you, right?
My dad, yeah, read the email of me trying to set up a fucking drug deal to buy acid.
Awesome. I had shrooms once. It was good. I got a little nauseous, and I thought the space needle was going to come and attack me. That was pretty weird. But besides that, it wasn't that bad. I think I'd get used to it. Like, I'm definitely leaning towards psychedelics because...
Like being high all the time would just be tough, man. It'd just be a lot to handle.
Is there long-term damage associated with this?
There very much can be. Plus, maybe the expense.
I'm going to say no. I mean, there is some expense, but I'm also going to say that you get paid really well to be this small Santa.
Okay.
Just because your job is not jeopardized by doing this?
No, it is. Like, you got to keep it on the DL.
Well, think about, like, every time some kid comes to sit on your lap and it looks like there's snakes coming out of their eyes.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I mean, you got little kids climbing on you.
But I also, like, would want to be sexually aroused by other things besides Santa.
I don't feel like it. I don't know. Everybody has their kinks. I don't really feel like it's a big deal if you just get aroused by that one thing. It's a bummer because that means that you've just got one thing to get aroused by, but it's whatever. I mean, if it was little kids or something, that would be one thing.
Well,
but
sure,
Santa,
yes, obviously.
Santa.
I agree. Everybody has their kinks, and everybody's allowed to have their kinks, but, like, you are selecting a pretty limiting kink.
Yeah, it's fine.
And that, I don't know.
I got this picture of Santa in my head right now, and let me tell you, it's doing something for me.
Do you guys both say kink regularly? I mean, not regularly, but when you need to say that word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say fetish. Is there a difference?
Yeah. I think of fetish as like almost like an obsession, whereas a kink is just like what you're into. I could be wrong. That's just how I use them.
Yeah,
like a fetish,
that's kind
like
of how
you had
I,
a, if you
I
had a foot fetish, then that's to me, that's different than a foot kink.
Oh, I've always thought the words were interchangeable.
I mean, I'm not the authority. That's just how I use them.
Okay.
We should call, you know who we should call?
Ghostbusters?
We should call, well,
Dan
no.
Savage?
We should call fucking Dan Savage. He would be able to, he would be able to tell us the answer to this.
Dan Savage should guest on our podcast. Dan Savage, if you're listening, get in touch with us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. You obviously don't need the work, but we'd love to have you.
Seriously, Dan, support your local podcast.
I know,
yeah,
right?
No shit, Dan. What are you doing?
We're in Seattle. You're in Seattle. Come on.
We're probably neighbors. We're probably recording podcasts at the same time in the same general area.
I'm guessing he's in a much nicer neighborhood.
No, Chris just said we're neighbors.
Yeah.
We're neighbors. We are touching podcast wieners right now.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Okay, so Danielle, you're obviously thinking about Saint Nick while you're getting your rocks off. Joshua, what are you thinking?
I think you have to go Santa. You have to go sexy Santa.
What?
You have to. You cannot function 8 hours a day in a hallucinatory state.
Oh, I totally think you could.
No, I don't think you can.
And then it just wears off as soon as you leave? Yeah.
What about? That sounds cool. Is it only when your shift is over? Like, what if you just need to go use the bathroom?
You're high.
Okay.
It's like
same
shift
thing
to...
in the food court. Like, you're going to get some lunch.
Sure. Yeah. Clock in to clock out. You're fucking stoned.
Oh yeah, sexy Santa all the way.
You're going sexy Santa too?
Yeah, having sex with Santa all the way.
I did not.
Sex with Santa all over the place.
I mean, there is that Mrs.
So,
Claus
see,
thing.
If Joshua's into it and I'm into it, then it doesn't matter if we got pictures of Santa all over our house. It'd be like a private
joke. No, fuck that. We're not having pictures of Santa in our house. We're building like a literal sleigh bed. Like we are.
Oh my God.
We have a sleigh bed.
If we're doing this, we are doing it all the way.
Instead of a sex dungeon, you're going to have a toy shop out in back. Just candy canes everywhere.
Yeah, just gross. Going on Craigslist. Need three sexy elves to join us, please.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Anyway, TMI.
Somebody's on the naughty list.
Yeah, someone's been real naughty.
I gotta disagree. I'm going mall Santa all the way. I think you get a stable job, well paid. Steady supply of drugs. That's pretty fun. You're high all the time. Clearly, you know, you just have to do the basic minimum just to keep your job. So, you know, whatever. And yeah, I don't know.
What's so great about you, you know, being like, I'm going the other way, is it doesn't matter because
I know
we win.
I know. You do. Savor the victory, Danielle.
I know. It doesn't happen often.
The taste is sweet. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed getting turned on by Santa or being high Santa. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.